Hello again, everyone, and welcome to episode 5 of the 2014 Box Center season. My name is Kevin Gammon. I am the managing news editor of Jump Court Planet, and I welcome you once again to our somewhat weekly, with occasional hiccup in the schedule, podcast devoted to the news and activity and events in the drum and bugle corps world. As I mentioned, I am the managing news editor of Drum Corps Planet, and that is the largest news and discussion area on the web for all things Drum Corps. I deal with the front page, and that's going to be a lot of what we talk about today. And when I say we, I do include you as well. You are a part of the discussion, if you'd like to be, and here's how you can join in. First of all, you can do email, editor@dcpnews.com. Once again, editor@dcpnews.com. You can also use Skype, username Kevin Gammon, all one word. You can call me, 330-441-4553. There will be the discussion thread that I put up for every episode on the Drum Corps Planet discussion boards. And finally, you'll be able to comment on the show notes page once those are posted. So many ways for you to get the word out about what you're thinking about when it comes to the Drum Corps activity. Let's talk about what we're thinking about in the Drum Corps activity, and we'll start with our top stories. These come from the featured news section of the Drum Corps Planet website. This can be found right on the front page of drumcorpsplanet.com. First one came in a couple weeks ago, just after I did my last show, and this is a tribute to Raitha Silliers. She was the CEO of the South African Field Band Foundation, and unfortunately, she succumbed to a battle with cancer. And this is, again, from the South African Field Band Federation. A message from our chairman, Mr. Herman Mashaba. Sadly, our beloved Raitha lost her battle with cancer this morning. I know you will join me in mourning the passage of this great South African. At our strategy planning session last weekend, more than 50 field band members, board and staff members, donors and partners pledged to redouble their efforts to ensure that thousands more young South Africans can stand on the shoulders of this dedicated philanthropist. May her glorious soul rest in peace as we celebrate a life well lived. And memorial was held, and there's video of that on YouTube. Be sure to find that. And we'd like to thank the foundation for submitting that to us. Our second top story came also 2 weeks ago from the governors of St. Peter, Minnesota, not St. Paul. Let me get it right. And this is their announcement of their 2014 program. The Governor's Drum and Bugle Corps is a group that never backs down from an opportunity to perform. It doesn't matter if the audience consists of 10 people or 10,000 people, and it doesn't matter if the weather is clear and sunny or hurricane conditions. For 87 years, performance has been our passion. That's why the 3-time Drum Corps Associates Class A champions are pleased to announce a show that represents everything they love about performance with a Latin twist. The Governor's are proud to present their 2014 program, Passion. P-A-S-I-O-N. Following the Govey tradition of taking the road less traveled, the music of Passion puts a non-traditional spin on Latin-themed music. It starts with the epic introduction, Man of La Mancha, from the Michelet musical of the same name, an opening statement if there ever was one. The show then shifts gears from dramatic and soul-stirring to subtle and contemplative. Earl Clue's jazz classic The Rainmaker is a tasty groove-based piece with a mix of meters. Of course, the show can't be entitled Passion without a little bit of Lust. The third movement is a combination of Lust by the Minnesota-based ska party band 3 Minute Hero and Shakira's international hit Oyos Asi. And I don't know if that's how you pronounce it, but that's the best I can do being a Midwesterner from America. It's hypnotic, seductive, rhythmic, and, most importantly, fun. The closing piece is based on Ernesto Liconia's Malagueña, a standard that's familiar to many Drum Corps fans, yet the Governors take an unexpected and playful approach to the Drum Corps classic, one that best showcases our unique passion for performance. Want to experience a summer of passion? Our next rehearsals are February 15th and 16th, that already happened, at St. Peter High School and St. Peter North Intermediate School. Contact us at www.governors.org. or facebook.com/governors for membership information, rehearsal specifics, and updates. You can also find a full roster of the Corps staff and administration in the announcement, which is on the Drum Corps Planet website. Just look for Governors Announced 2014 program. And we thank the Governors for submitting this article. And our final featured news item comes from the Bridgman, and this came in last Friday. and the title is Bridgman Keeping Busy in the Off Season. Despite the frosty temperatures outside, the Bridgman have been heating things up as they continue to prepare for yet another exciting season. Their musical book is really starting to come together. Bringing back some of the best tunes in Corr history, they will showcase some of Larry Kirshner's best work. Corr director George Lavelle surveyed the group at the end of the 2013 season and allowed the membership to choose the music. Audiences will definitely be pleased, with the results. They will open with a powerful arrangement of Pagliacci, and then move into the Earth, Wind, and Fire hit In the Stone. Then, they'll slow things down with the beautiful Hymn to the Last Whale. They will wrap up the show with Spanish Dreams. And of course, no Bridgman production would be complete without an encore of the William Tell Overture. Fans of the Corr will not be disappointed, as these tunes represent some of the greatest moments in the history of the show that never ends. There have been major improvements in the percussion section this year. Once again, Dennis DeLucia has masterfully crafted a percussion section that is worthy of the Bridgman pedigree to don the yellow coats and add to his legendary legacy. With an abundance of new and young talent, the drummers are working to learn an entirely new book of music. Talented drummers are required to play a wide variety of styles and techniques to be able to tackle DeLucia's complex compositions. The hard work will pay off in the summer when the unique stylings of the most recognizable drumline in the world hits the field this summer. Another major improvement will be in the color guard section. Many of the more experienced members have returned to perform again, with the influx of younger members from the recently formed Double B Indoor Guard, they will field the largest section they've had in years. Close to half of the Bridgman color guard is involved with the Double B program, and they rehearse once a week, and they will be competing as an independent group beginning this month. Outside of their show music, the Bridgman contribute to a special masses at St. Andrews. A brass ensemble will participate in the Midnight Mass on Christmas Eve. Father Pete, who is also an accomplished musician, joined Rick Ducharme, Gary Wada, Ivy and Joe Pepik, and Ed Fortas for the beautiful Christmas service. To keep up with everything Bridgman, visit their website, www.bridgman.com. And we thank the Bridgman for submitting this article. Let's look a little forward now. What's coming up on the calendar? We have a couple items for you. First, from High Country Brass, on March 2nd, they will be holding a rehearsal. Everyone please bring music stands, water, a pencil, comfortable clothes, and a sack lunch or other lunch planned for the meal break. Optional for this weekend, but highly recommended, a binder with plastic sleeves or a folder for music and other printouts. Brass, please bring gloves, a small towel, and a mouthpiece. Percussionists, please bring sticks and mallets and practice pads if you'd like. Full information about the rehearsal can be found on the High Country Brass website, highcountrybrass.org. Later on in March, on the 15th and 16th, Pacific Crest will be holding their March Camp. Pacific Crest continues its rehearsals at our March Camp. Our only brass section and drum majors will be present at this camp, which begins at 9 a.m. Saturday, March 15th, and ends at 6 p.m. Sunday, March 16th. Are you a high school or college-age performer interested in performing with Pacific Crest? It's not too late to submit an application for the 2014 season. Opportunities still exist for trumpet players and color guard performers. If you are interested in auditioning for Pacific Crest, go to their website at pacific-crest.org. And finally, Legends will be holding their color guard auditions on April 25th through April 27th. This is a mandatory color guard audition weekend if you are interested in marching for the 2014 season. For more information and to register to audition for color guard at the April Camp weekend, visit the April Camp page. And you can get to that page at the Legends website, legendspaa.org. If you or your organization have an upcoming event that you would like announced on Box Center, please submit it to editor@jomcorplanet.com, editor@dcpnews.com would actually be better, and it will be posted and announced on the show. Let's look at some of the other news items that have come up in the Drum Corps world. Let's start with the world class of DCI and the Cavaliers, who have announced their opportunity. You have an opportunity to volunteer. The Cavaliers Drum and Bugle Corps has a proud and long-standing tradition of volunteer support from our friends, fans, family, and alumni. Without this generous support, the Cavaliers would not be able to focus on providing the life-changing experiences and quality education that have been the fabric of this Corps for more than 60 years. If you'd like to volunteer for the Cavaliers in 2014, go to the Cavaliers website, cavaliers.org, to sign up. The Mandarins launched a spin club at February Camp. This program keeps Color Guard members involved if they're not participating in Winter Guard, or if they just want to come out and have some fun. Spin Club members are split into groups with the direction to work on technique, let their creative minds flow, and develop a mini performance for presentation to the group. We look forward to continuing the Spin Club at March Camp. If you're interested in participating in Mandarin Spin Club, please go to their website, mandarins.org, to find out more information. Santa Clara Vanguard, Santa Clara Vanguard recently made their local paper. Then that would be the Santa Clara Weekly, in a two-part series about making the band. This part is entitled Pageantry. So much work goes into the splendor that is a Drum Corps International show that the team start planning for the next year immediately after the awards are handed out, and in some cases beforehand. It's the same for every Drum Corps across the country, and the Santa Clara Vanguard is no different. Each year, the seven members of the design team meet in Roswell, New Mexico, within weeks of the final performance in August, to start tossing out ideas for the following year's show. They then have weekly conference calls to work out the details. If you want to learn more about the Santa Clara Vanguard's process in bringing their shows to the field, go to SantaClaraWeekly.com and look for Making the Band Part 2, Pageantry. Ready for some interesting American history? With the Cadets' 80th anniversary and 2014 program, Promise, an American Portrait, they are drawing inspiration from patriotic presidents of the past and present. In that spirit, and with the recent observance of President's Day, check out this interesting blog post that points out some interesting facts about our nation's first 16 presidents. If you want to see that blog post, head over to YEA.org to get the link. New music is arriving daily at the Carolina Crown Office as we look forward to this weekend's rehearsal camp to be held at Fort Mill High School. This actually took place last Friday, but the reason I'm still reading it is because of who showed up. The brass and percussion will add the pre-show and second piece of the 2014 production after learning the opener at the January camp. The show was well into the design stages as we look forward to another season of fans enjoying the production, remarked Executive Director Jim Coates. And to read more about the camp, look for the article named Crown Welcomes Frank Sullivan. Those of you that are Drum Corps fans and Star of Indiana fans and Blast fans will recognize that name. You can find the article at carolinacrown.org. The Academy has immediate openings for baritone, tuba, and trumpet. Brass players, a few positions have recently opened up in the 2014 horn line. Interested individuals should contact us ASAP. Our next brass camp is less than 2 weeks away. Join us! Let us know you're interested at email@arizonaacademy.org. And if you want to read more about Arizona Academy and these openings, check out their Facebook page at facebook.com/theacademydbc. The Blue Devils have posted a photo album from their 2014 February camp on their Media Box website. Media Box is where they have many photos, videos, and audio clips and full shows that you can subscribe to on a yearly basis. Some of these items are for free to look at or listen to. And to find out more, go to bluedevils.org/mediabox. The Bluecoats are once again selling their Yamaha brass, percussion, and electronic equipment available for delivery in late August of 2014. Take advantage of great savings and high-quality pre-owned equipment for you or your band program today. For purchase information, please contact us at sales@bluecoats.com or at 330-433-9115, extension 2. And check out the Bluecoats website at bluecoats.com for more information. Introducing Lamar Branson, the Color Guard caption head and designer of the Boston Crusaders. Coming off an outstanding year, and ready to build on their sixth-place finish, Lamar Branson will return to lead the Crusaders' color guard in 2014. Throughout his pageantry career, Lamar has taught and designed for a number of successful schools throughout the country, including Northview High School, Lincoln Way High School, and Marion Catholic High School. Lamar spent 7 years with Marion Catholic as assistant color guard director, and finally color guard director, where he led the Marion Catholic to the 2009 Winter Guard International Open Class Gold Medal. He also led Marion Catholic in their debut to the WGA World Class, guiding his team to World Class finalist status in 2010 at 5th place, and 2011 in 9th place. In 2010 and 2011, Lamar served an active role as a member of the WGI Board of Directors. More information on Lamar Branson and the Boston Crusaders can be found through their Facebook page, facebook.com/BostonCrusaders. Pacific Crest is excited to announce its partnership with Designs by King. The Core will exclusively use color guard gear manufactured by the company. From performance flagpoles to sabers to rifles, Designs by King is a renowned manufacturer of superior quality equipment for color guard performers. The King Sabers and their new King Kong rifles are hands down the best products on the market, according to Executive Director Stuart Pompel. The quality of the product, combined with the company's strong local presence and supportive music educators, makes this partnership a perfect match for Pacific Crest. To learn more about Designs by King and their partnership with Pacific Crest, go to the Pacific Crest website, pacific-crest.org. Spirit of Atlanta has also posted photos from their 2014 February camp. They have done so on their Facebook page. You can get to that Facebook page by going to facebook.com and doing a search for Spirit of Atlanta. You can also check out other photo albums from previous camps, as well as other media items, and, you know, talk to other Spirit fans. The Blue Stars are seeking to fill the volunteer driver spots for the upcoming 50th anniversary 2014 tour. In addition to the four chartered tour buses from Gotta Go Trailways, we operate two tractors pulling 48-foot trailers. A Class A CDL is required for those. Also, one 36-foot box truck. No CDL required for that one. A regular driver's license would be nice, I'm thinking. We also have two 15-passenger vans, one pulling the souvenir trailer, and the other for additional transport needs. If you'd like to hop behind the wheel of one of these vehicles for a short time, or even for the entire season for the Blue Stars, head to bluestars.org and make it known. And finally, from the Santa Clara Vanguard in world class, celebrating their 47th year of continuous performance, the Vanguard is pleased to announce another Pacific Procession Drum Corps International Tour event on Tuesday, July 1st, 2014 at 6:30 p.m. The event will be hosted at Santa Clara High School and will be the only Drum Corps event in the city of Santa Clara and the South Bay in 2014. If you live in the area or have plans to be in that area around July 1st, you definitely want to check it out. Go to scvanguard.org to find out more about the event. We now move to the stories in DCI's open class, starting with Thunder, who has announced their 2014 program, Our Generation. The show is based on the poem Lost Generation by Jonathan Reed. You can read all about the new show for Thunder on their Facebook page, facebook.com/ThunderDrumCorps. City Sound has announced their 2014 drum major. His name is Gilbert, and he is a drum major of Burbank High School's marching band and has played baritone sax, trombone, tuba, sousaphone, bass guitar, snare drum, and percussion at BHS's marching band, symphony, and jazz band, as well as guitar in some rock bands. He has also been an active member of the World Drum Majors Association and is currently competing in open class conducting and mace division. He has also been studying under UCLA's current drum major, Matt Vizek, and multi-world championship drum major, Jason Paguillo. Gilbert joined City Sound last year and marched bass drum. You can read more about the new drum major for City Sound at their Facebook page. Just go to facebook.com and do a search for City Sound Drum Corps. And finally, in DCI Open class, Sunday, March 9th and Sunday, April 6th are the next two practice sessions for brass and percussion for the Spartans. Both practices will be held at the Nashua Boys and Girls Club from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. On Saturday, April 19th, the full corps will be at their first full practice session from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., again at the Nashua Boys and Girls Club. This is the beginning of weekend practice sessions for the Color Guard to return. Guard members will be fit for uniforms on this day as well. If you want to know more about the Spartans' rehearsal schedule in the upcoming months, go to SpartansDBC.org and you'll find out. And our last article in the other news section comes from DCA and comes from the Racine Kilties. The Kilties have made a very recent change in the Corps' planning due to dealing with the weather and the way it has behaved, or more appropriately, misbehaved, during the last several camp weekends. The good news is that this change may, in turn, actually benefit you, the potential Kilties member. Historically, we have most of the positions set in place at the end of January. With the weather creating challenges in traveling for a good amount of the members, having to shorten the rehearsal days we've had due to weather and other reasons, a decision has been made to continue the recruiting process for a while longer. How long? Well, you need to go to the Kilties website at kilties.com to find out, especially if you may be interested in joining them. Never let it be said that drum corps fans are not passionate. The recent Rules Congress and the passing of the anti-brass instrumentation rule definitely generated discussion on Drum Corps Planet. Here are the top five discussions from the past couple weeks, as gone by the reply count for these. The biggest one so far actually wasn't about the brass instrument rule, but was about the other rule that was proposed by Jim Mason and the Madison Scouts. This is the entertainment proposal, the one that didn't pass. Truman, a DCP veteran, writes, "I find this proposal as intriguing as the other one. While the majority agreed to pass a new instrumentation that will give designers new freedoms to create wonderful fan-friendly new moments, there is much disagreement on this one. The entertainment proposal called for more focus and reward to design that engages the audience. It felt that there needs to be a shift in design from what the judge thought was effective to what the fan thought was effective. It certainly implies that the current scoring system does not do that. Basically, ask for the current 40 points in GE to be split up 20 for what the judges think is effect and 20 for how the fans react to the effect. I doubt had this passed that 5,000 people would have signed a petition in 24 hours asking for it to be repealed. How can the message that we overwhelmingly need to feel the need to add things and make changes to allow for new things that fans will love, but we aren't sure we want their judgment to determine our competitive success? One might start to wonder if some think they know better than fans about what is enjoyable and what is not." The second most discussed item in Drum Corps Planet had 129 replies, and is titled, "Members Have Changed, So Why Not the Activity?" This was posted by DCP veteran Tupac. "It's just an opinion, but I got to thinking about members of the first DCI Corps in 1972. Most were kids off the street with no music background or education. I don't even think most of them were in high school bands at the time. I know my local corps had very few members that could read music. Also, you may have wanted to play soprano, but the quartermaster only had baritones on the shelf, so that's what you played. Many corps had feeder corps to help teach younger kids how to march and play. Today's DCI members are much more talented musicians and are member-ready before they even go to the first camp. I'm not positive, but I think almost everyone, if not everyone, that tries out for Corn 2014 has marched in a high school band. So my point is, as the member change, it would only make sense that the activity would change to better suit and attract band kids over to participate in Corps. And as the membership changes, so will the type of crowd that is attracted to the activity. I may be way off base, but it's just my opinion. I'm not really that involved with the Corps these days." Discussion number three in our top five comes from Jeff Ream, DCP fanatic, who holds a whopping 156,457 posts on Drum Corps Planet since its inception. And he posted an article titled, "It's Really This Simple, Folks." And this generated 77 replies. Jeff writes, "I know I ranted in one of the other threads, but the drama and hysteria over the proposal to make any type of brass instrument legal is really getting to be pathetic. The reactions on here are at best comical, and for some, well, scary. Yes, we all love drum corps, be it today's drum corps, the years I marched, 89 to 96, or any set of years before or after. Making any type of brass instrument legal is, to me, far less destructive to the activity than synths, and I actually think, unlike amps balance, judges will actually address any issues that occur. Unless it's a mic solo, then see amps complaints. I'm sure the usual reasons that will make it easier for more kids to join, at butts in the stands, etc., are being trotted out there by someone somewhere. I know many people feel we're just one step closer to woodwinds. But the solution is really this simple if you hate this rule so much. Stop going to shows. Stop buying tickets. Stop buying merchandise. Stop donating. Just stop. Walk away. I tried to walk away after amps and actually attended a whopping 3 shows in 4 years. Eventually, no matter how much the synth stuff has bothered me, I'm still coming. Do we think some of how Sousas or French horns or trombones could suck or be cheesy as hell? Well, yes, we've had that end result many times long before it was voted in. You see, folks, you can bitch about show design, you can bitch about rules changes, you can bitch about the G7 stuff, but you're still paying, so in the end, who wins? DCI, who just reported one of their most profitable years ever. Now, do I think some show design trends suck? Sure. Do I think since haven't added anything beyond not needing food for the seat under my bitch to ass to vibrate? Sorry. It's blotted out because of the form filters. Yes. I think that the BOD has dropped so many balls over the years that they're hurting themselves in the activity? Yes. But I still go. And as such, that's giving my tacit and financial support to DCI and its core, designers, judges, etc., to keep doing what they're doing. When the day comes, woodwinds do actually become legal, or show design just totally loses me, I'll go. I've already cut what I've spent on DCI down by over $1,000 a year since 2002, as it is. Some of it now is just getting real life getting in the way. Some of it is, well, certain things on the field just irritate the hell out of me. I'm okay with that. And apparently DCI is too, because not enough other people have done the same to a degree it hurts them. So if you hate this new rules change, or the one adding synths, or amps, or B-flat horns, or whatever, just go. If enough do and DCI feels a pinch, maybe they'll try to figure out what happened and try to fix it. Maybe they won't. But then I sure as hell won't be so disappointed logging on here and seeing so much negativity and drama. I have said this before, and I'll say it again. I've never seen an activity where the participants in all their forms bitch on each other like I've seen in the marching arts. I don't know if that's the word he used, because again, it's filtered out. And we wonder why people discourage kids from doing drum corps. I'm not saying we have to be sunshine and roses, but Jesus H. and the rest of the Holy Family, we've had brass from the beginning, and all they did was add more types of brass. That's far less destructive to the sound of drum corps than the thunderous goo and static coming from speakers. Flame away, I don't care. Odds are, I'll make fun of you. Number 4 on our list. Should judging be flat? This comes from DCAP fanatic Garfield, and currently has 104 replies to this topic. It's actually moved up to number 3 since I consolidated this list. Something for everyone. Someone in another post made this statement in response to a poster who longed for the old days of blow your hair back, in your face drum corps. It seemed the right way to enter a topic that's bothered me about drum corps judging for a long time. Years, in fact. Avant-garde, cutting edge, using all the new toys, or not. I'm no expert on judging, but I think it's pretty clear that the majority of the demand of drum corps is placed on the visual aspects as opposed to music. Since the judges judge according to how the corps want to be judged, is diversity really possible? What if a corps wants to focus on music and music execution? Can they win? Aren't they at a significant disadvantage if they choose to do so because the sheets are so tilted towards the visual? Can Crown's incredible hornline win the show without all the frills of their visual? Can a retro show actually win, even if it's executed at the highest rating, but the visual is lacking according to today's judging parameters? Can a show that's designed strictly for the fans win with the judges who might be looking for something else? I would contend a la Surf. Is there really something for everyone? Or is there a lot of similarity among core all trying to match last year's winner, which obviously favored the best visual program? If the judging were actually flat, that is no special favoritism toward the visual. Wouldn't we have greater diversity in the shows that core would attempt? If the directors knew that the judges favored them exactly the same as every other design, visual or not, would we have, in fact, something for everyone? In my opinion, the sheets should be flat. And our final discussion thread. This has 54 replies to the topic. It was started again by DCP veteran Truman, and also has a poll. It's titled, Time for Some Market Research. Over 40,000 views of the other thread tell me DCP can be a somewhat viable poll for drum corps. This is a chance for those that come here and are reluctant to post their thoughts, another topic entirely, to give the drum corps world some honest feedback without having to explain why they feel how they do. Please cast a vote. Your vote will be anonymous. Your voting options are, how does the recent vote for added brass instruments make you feel? Either A, I love it and it makes me want to see a DCI drum corps now more than ever. B, I think we'll like it and that it may make me like the activity even more. C, it really doesn't have any effect on me at all. D, I think I won't like it and that it may make me want to see DCI drum corps less than I do now. Or E, it makes me want to not even see a DCI corps anymore now more than ever. And those are our top 5 discussions from Drum Corps Planet. You can read those and all the other discussions and start your own. Just go to drumcorpsplanet.com/forums. And finally, we have our media section, and we have some videos that have been posted by the Corps over the past couple weeks. Let's take a look and a listen. Obviously, I'll look, you'll listen, at what has been put out there. Our first video comes from the Mandarins, and this is their February 2014 video newsletter. And this particular clip features Dr. Dan Fong, the co-caption head for the brass line of the Mandarins, speaking about what they're doing at camp and also about a little bit about the show and also the chance for you to join the Mandarins. Let's take a listen.
Hey, Mandarins fans. This is Dr. Dan Fong. I'm the co-caption head of the brass line of the Mandarins Drum and Bugle Corps. We are here at the February camp, and we're working really hard on our opener for the show coming up for the summer. It's going to be a bang-up piece. Also, we're preparing for our performance we have next month at a local Color Guard and Winter Percussion Championship show. We do a standstill every year, so the Hornline's working hard to play our version of Malaguena. Currently, we're still looking for a couple of trumpet spots, so if you're interested, we'd love to have you. Give me a call.
Our second video comes from Music City out of Nashville, Tennessee, and is from their February camp. Features about a minute and a half of show music. They are playing some Copland from the sound of it. It's kind of hard to hear because it is recorded in gymnasium, but it is definitely drum corps, so let's take a listen. And, of course, you can catch more of Music City at their next camp. Go to musiccitydrumcorps.com to find out more. Is it drumcorps.com or drumcorps.org? I'll have to look that up later. And so will you. Just Google it like everyone else. Our next video comes from the Blue Coats, and this is referring to the refrigerator freezer unit, or as they call it, the reefer unit. And the reason they have a video about it is because it's failing, and they need your help. Let's take a listen.
Hey everybody, this is Eric with Drum Corps Tube. I'm here to talk about the Blue Coats reefer unit. It is used to keep all the food on the food truck refrigerated and frozen, and it's a really important piece, obviously, to the 2014 Blue Coats tour. That needs replacing, and it's going to cost something like $14,000 for them to replace it, so they could really use your help on doing a fundraiser. I'm going to put a link in the description, a bit.ly link in the description, so you can get there. It's an easy payment, you know, it'll take you 2 minutes, it's safe. And any contribution will be greatly appreciated. Thanks.
And I checked, and that is a good link to go to that they mentioned to donate to the Corps to get that reefer unit repaired. Go to YouTube.com, do a search for Blue Coats reefer unit, and you'll find the video and the link. Our next video comes from the Santa Clara Vanguard and announces their upcoming SCV Backstage video series covering the 2014 season for all of their units. I'll let them tell you more about it.
SCV Backstage returns this winter with unique in-depth coverage of the Santa Clara Vanguard. This special edition series is a backstage invite into the lives, show details, and excellence of all four of the Vanguard's performing units. The Santa Clara Vanguard A Corps, the Vanguard Cadets, Vanguard Winter Percussion, and the Santa Clara Vanguard Winter Guard. No other organization produces as many high-quality performing units as the Santa Clara Vanguard, and no other video series covers them all. SCV Backstage, your backstage pass to excellence.
I have to say, it's wonderful we live in a world where we can get so much behind-the-scenes access to all our favorite cores through whatever means, whether it be video, audio, written word, online, and SCV Backstage is one example of that. So I hope that we get to follow that along throughout the 2014 season. You can also find the 2013 Backstage videos on YouTube as well, under the Santa Clara Vanguard YouTube channel. Our final video is from the Blue Devils. Those of you who are big Monsters University fans may have remembered the drum line that was recorded during the soundtrack was from BD Entertainment, and the Blue Devils. And here is Scott Johnson talking about that experience.
A drum line usually consists of snare drums, tenor drums, bass drums, and marching cymbals.
You guys set out there?
Good.
Cool, let's give it a shot.
The difference between marching percussion, the drumline sound versus orchestral percussion is usually the tuning. The drums are completely different. For example, with our bass drums, if I was in a concert situation, it would be one drum, mainly boom, 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 same pitch, boom. What we do here is boom, doom, 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 doom. And we can create that color inside the different voices with the bass drums. But we actually use them as a melodic content.
And there you have it. That is episode 5 of the Box Center Podcast. Thank you for listening. Thank you for joining in. And thank you for being a fan of both this show and the activity. If you want to find out more about what's going on in the Drum Corps activity, head to drumcorpsplanet.com. Check out the front page. That's where I put all the stuff up there for you to read. Also, be sure to check out the Drum Corps Planet forums for discussion. And get on Facebook. Drum Corps Planet is there too. Facebook.com/drumcorpsplanet. I will see you next week. We will be back on a regular schedule now that I don't have a cough or a upper respiratory infection or cold or whatever the heck I had. So I won't be hacking my lungs into the microphone. You got lucky this week, and you'll get even luckier next week. Hey, you all, see you in the box.